You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello everyone, Shannon Garcia getting you ready for our week 7 exit interviews. We just have 2 exit interviews. Today we have Jackie up first, and then around 17 minutes we have Queen Shawnee as well. We don't have AK because he's not doing any exit press this week, but I do hope and I know that he will be doing a deep dive with us after the season where we can get all our questions in then. So that's it for today. Jackie and then Shawnee, and I can give you all the other content we're doing on the other side of the exit interviews. But until then, hope you guys enjoy.
Hello, how are you going?
Jackie, how are you? That was a crazy, crazy tribal last night. One of the biggest we've seen all season. But, you know, what a fiery way to go out.
Oh, my God. Take me back, love. Take me back.
I have so many questions, especially about like the last couple of episodes that we've seen where you really turn the game on its head. So let's kind of go back to that XL decision to flip. What was your rationale behind it if we didn't see any, you know, anything else of it on screen?
I think there's a time where you can coast along and play everyone else's game, and then you've got to go, okay, I need to start building my resume. You know, how many days do we have left? What am I going to say sitting at final two? And I need to make the decisions or the choices that are best for me and my game, not everybody else's. And I thought if it backfires on me, at least I've gone out, you know, kicking and screaming and having a go rather than just, you know, riding someone else's coattails to the end.
I really appreciate that mentality, probably something that might not be able to be said for some of the other players still in the game. So I really do appreciate that. And I thought it was really interesting that you told Sean and Mo from what we saw about the plan. So what was your plan going forward then after the vote? Were you planning more to work with Mo and Sean than ended up happening, or were you always going to go with Vakama?
No, I was going to go back to Vakama. And, you know, I pretty well am a woman that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. You know, so I stuck with those guys for, you know, 30 plus days. But once I made the decision to go, and I voted with them the first time, I was hoping that, you know, at this point of the game, that has to be enough for you to know that I have definitely sided with you. Mm. Yeah, so there was no turning back for me because I knew I was at the bottom of the food chain of the Moana Alliance. And I thought, well, no, I'm going to get you before you get me.
Right. So then what was your rationale in telling Mo and Sean? Was it just for that extra protection or was there something else there?
Oh, I just think it was for some credibility and out of respect, the thing that, you know, not so much Sean, but for Moana, you know, her Moana, Taz and Moana and I and Matt were together from day one. So, you know, there was some loyalty there that laid with her and I wanted to, you know, show the respect to say, hey, this is what I'm doing.
Did Tarzan know as well?
No, Tarzan didn't know. Tarzan didn't know because Tarzan pretty well much just votes for whom I want to tell him to vote for. So it didn't really matter what I was going to do. No, I didn't have him as part of the equation. He was pretty ticked off until I explained to him why I did what I did.
Yeah, I mean, you've said it that you guys played together for over a month. How did that bond with, I think you call it the older, better-looking people, how did that bond start so early on and be so strong throughout the game?
Well, you know, initially I had quite a few chances to align with the Lockie team. You know, there was the Champagne Alliance with Brooke and Flick that you don't see. But I knew that, you know, I'm not 26 anymore and I wasn't going to be spooning Lockie and Dave every night. And you know, the conversation was very much different when you're that age as opposed to, say, someone my age. And I knew that I wouldn't gel as well and I would be, you know, the lower picking fruit, as Shani calls it, on that team. So I felt a lot more comfortable with Matt Moana and Tarzan. And my brother said to me going in, if Matty Rogers is out there, you know, side with him. He's a good egg. He's a good guy. And it was a good decision for me.
Yeah, and you've said that you wanted to continue on with Vakama once you made that flip. You weren't taken on the reward. Did that have any impact on it, or other than just, like, annoying you, it had no bearing on your strategic decision?
Well, I thought it was a silly move by him. You know, I thought keep your enemy closer, you know, as they say. But I knew then and there that you know, he wasn't buttering my bread anymore, and my fate was sealed pretty much.
Yeah, and we saw at the tribal council, we saw actually a lot between Sean convincing Vakama to vote for you and that discussion. We didn't get to hear a lot from you. Was there anything that you were doing to try to convince Vakama to go to Rocks and save you that we didn't see on the show?
Yeah, and look, you know, and no disrespect to Jonathan, but I think that there was quite a few of us that were a little bit unsure of what the rules were and how the game was to be played from that point. So Moana and I said to each other, look, are we allowed to talk here? And we didn't really know what we were supposed to do. And I chimed in a couple of times and said, guys, you know, don't believe her. You know, she's not going to align with you, et cetera, et cetera. And we sort of thought that after she gave her spiel that we would have 5 minutes to pitch our, you know, our defence. But next minute, Jonathan just said, okay, Tarzan, who are you voting for? And it was like, oh, my, hang on, I haven't even said what I want to say.
Right.
And that was probably my biggest regret. I remember walking off and thinking, well, hey, that didn't pan out the way I thought it would, and they should have actually told us how it was going to be.
Yeah, definitely. You should have been like, I don't consent to go to the vote. You know, they shouldn't be losing someone from the game just because they have to wrap up the set. Definitely, like, until everyone is done talking, I think that probably it should have kept going if that was the case.
I didn't want to come across to the Survivor fans of, look at this dumbass, why isn't she defending herself? Because, you know, Jonathan kept saying to Sean, speak up, because he couldn't hear him. And she was whispering because she was dogging her own alliance. And it was like, well, we're certainly going to get our turn here. And we didn't. So that was quite disappointing. But, you know, it probably wasn't going to make much difference anyway.
Had it gone in your favour, what were your end game plans looking like now that you'd really taken the game into your own hands? Who were you wanting to sit next to at the end, for example?
Well, you know, if you want to have any credibility, you've got to sit next to the best. And but a better chance of winning $500,000, you want to sit next to someone who perhaps has made less moves than you. So I suppose when it gets down to that pointy end of the game, you cannot trust anyone, and you've got to rely on yourself getting those individual immunities to keep yourself there as long as you can. So I think alliances are pretty well much out the window, because people can play this game for 48 days and then someone just, you know, hey, we're not going to final two, I'm taking somebody else. So it can be quite crushing. So you've got to be in it for yourself. You've got to rely on yourself, whole as bowlers, and win those individual immunities.
We saw last week that Zach was a big part. That fracture of that relationship was a big part of the flip as well, from what we saw. So what were we saw a little bit of it on the screen, but what were we not seeing about why that relationship was so negative and kind of necessitated a flip?
Oh, look, you know, off camera, I extended the olive branch and said, you know, hey, we don't have to like each other. We just have to vote the same way. We're in an alliance together. We're mature adults. Well, one of us is. and we need to stick together on this. But I think when you're out in those circumstances with people for so long, you know, familiarity breeds contempt, and people can get very complacent and they start treating you like the neighbour they don't like, or the older brother or sister they don't like, and their tongues can get very loose and sharp. But not with everyone, just with a particular person. And that was how Zach got with me. And as you know, I'm a very much a straight shooter, but I had to bite my tongue on several occasions until it got to a point where I thought, buddy, that's it, you're going home.
Do you feel that exile was quite a big part of that? Because we see, obviously, a twist like that kind of does breed that contempt to a degree, shows the hierarchy a little bit more and gives you time maybe just to get more annoyed with him or to kind of consider your place in the game. So do you think that that did speed up your flip on your alliance?
Oh, my God, very much so, because at exile he was just, oh, my God, he was just doing my head in, you know, just unbelievably, you know. If I trod on his foot, you know, it was World War III. If Johnny jumped on his foot, it was like, oh, that's okay, sweetheart, do it again. You know, so I just couldn't win a trick. And it was very obvious to both of us that it wasn't going to work.
Yeah, and I'm interested in terms of like exile as well. We saw Sean was a big part of that and maybe sticking more with you. And Dave obviously was trying to get you to exile. So what happened at the vote where you got sent to exile? As far as I'm aware, and I don't think we have confirmation, did you vote for Dave, and was that part of the known plan, or had you made a flip at that point?
No, I voted for Shawnee to go to exile.
Okay. I'm very confused about those votes.
Yeah, and, you know, that is all the hickledy-pickledy, but I was thinking to myself, why didn't we all vote for Dave to go over? But I think we've somewhat discussed that post-show, and it was pretty well much like, well, we didn't want to be up against him in challenges, because usually they're, you know, he's good at challenges, Dave, and that gives you less of a chance of actually getting back in the game if you're over there with him.
Hmm. I'm interested in your relationship with Dave, because obviously that, you know, he's coming for you last night and that exile thing was kind of complicated, but you had been aligned with him. So what was that relationship like more generally?
You know, it was funny because when we were in Vakamar, we were never really aligned with him, and Moana said, I will never work with that guy. She didn't like him at all. But once Matt left, I suppose she sort of took over that role. And he was always sort of, you know, I didn't really have that many conversations with Dave. He was just sort of there. You know, he knew I was part of the team. But when you're in an alliance, everyone's got a job. You know, you've got Tarzan, who's a spiritual guy, Mo's the watcher and listener. I'm the social chatter around the campfire and the cook. Dave's a bit more of a mastermind. So whilst, you know, someone puts their hand up and say that was my blind side, they really are team efforts, and everyone's got a role, and they, all those cogs in that wheel have to work together to make those moves happen.
Mm,
so,
yeah.
You know, even though he was part of a lot of the votes that I was in on, we didn't really have that much to do with each other.
Hmm. Well, what about someone like Sean, who obviously isn't in that original Vakama tribe but does become a part of the alliance? Was there a lot of strategic connective tissue with you guys there, or was it also kind of like on opposite sides of the group?
No, I had a lot of time for Sean, and we're very, very similar, and very similar in colouring, and we used to always say we were twins, you know. Mm-hmm. I really like Sean, and pre-game I was asked who I wanted to play with out there, and one was Lee Castledine and one was Sean Coombs. So it was great to have that opportunity to work with her. But Sean, you know, and hats off to Sean. She plays her own game, and a lot of respect for that. But yeah, she makes it like you're with her, but then when you watch it back, you're not with her at all. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've been noticing a trend of that with Sean and quite a few people for sure. But someone you didn't get a chance to get on the same beach with was Henry, your former ally, who a lot of people think kind of doomed you the first time, who you found the idol with in the first season. He didn't give you the idol, never saved you in that first season, but then his idol came back to save you at the beginning of this season, kind of like some crazy survivor poetry. Have you thought much about that?
Oh, my God. You know what? Like, who I would never have thought in a million years that would happen in my lifetime, that an idol from Henry would actually save me and send him home. So that was really just amazing. I'm a little bit disappointed that we didn't get to play together, because I wanted to win his trust and be vulnerable and be naive and come across silly and all the rest of it, and then just blindside the hell out of him. But he was, unfortunately, his gameplay was his own demise, and he went out too hard and too fast. But hats off to him for playing like an all-star, which he is, and I'm just unfortunate that he went home so early.
I do believe, though, that that idol is, like, faded. There's some, like, magic dust in it that it would come and save you. Like, that's what you were promised a couple of years ago, and it's only so right that it would come and help you out at the beginning of this season. But was there anyone else that you didn't get a chance to play with it that was voted out before you got on the same beach with them that you would have wanted to?
Oh, yeah. Look, you know, you know, when we see Shane Gould, you get a bit starstruck, or Lydia, or, you know, the Abbey of the world. You want to play with strong, fierce, competitive women, and I think we would have worked well together because we've got a very similar mindset, especially Abby and Lydia. We definitely would have been a force to be reckoned with. They're strong, you know, wanting to keep a strong team, and they're, you know, more of a mature mindset in their gameplay about seeing people for what they are. You know, if they're strong, forget about being socially strong or social threat. You know, you've got to win those challenges. You've got to, you know, first and foremost, you do not want to go to tribal, and that comes down to winning. That comes down to winning challenges. So, you know, I looked at those girls as strong, fierce competitors, and they would have been someone that I would have easily aligned with.
Yeah, in a different world, if the swap goes differently, I can totally see that that seems like a good synergy between you guys. But before I let you go, I have to ask Jackie if you would play again.
Oh, my God, in a heartbeat. I always say to Tarzan, we'll be going back for All Stars, not All Stars. yeah, and it'd be good to see, you know, more of a, you know, not everyone in their 20s, you know. It's good to see some more people in their 40s and their 50s, because they're a big audience of ours, and people want to see people like themselves on there. It's not just a young person's game.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully it happens. Who knows how many seasons this is going to go on for, and then maybe who knows what the themes will be. Old Stars at least has a ring to it, so maybe in a couple of decades that sounds like a good theme. But Jackie, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast, and I wanted to wish you the best with your health as well, and just wish you all the best.
Oh, thanks so much, Shannon. It was lovely chatting with you, and always a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, how are you?
Shawnee, the queen has arrived. Thank you so much for coming on to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm so excited to chat to you about your game.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I've got so many questions, and I'm hoping we'll get to talk about them more at length after the season. But before we do get there, I want to ask, so let's go back to last night. Let's start there. Sean flips on you after promising to work with you. How much faith did you have that she would be loyal there?
I mean, I just tried to think of it from Sean's point of view and what I would do if I were her. And everyone had been watching Dave run that alliance, telling them what to do. So I thought, if I were her, it makes sense to get out the absolute biggest threat. So it kind of opens up the game for everyone else a little bit more. So I thought it was a smart move, but obviously she has some other ideas, which I still do not understand, but I will ask tomorrow when I see her.
Yeah, I mean, she said she wants to take Dave to the end, so that's a hard one. And you're a huge threat as well, so there's merit, I guess, you know, to taking you out as well, but maybe some confusing stuff happening there with some of those moves. Sean also said she wanted to get revenge on you, I assume, for the vote you didn't cast for her back in season 3. So I'm interested in that relationship with Sean. She's someone you've on and off worked with in the past, in your past season. What was that like through this season?
So, yeah, when I got on day one, I saw Sean and we were both just like, oh, like, because she voted me out, I didn't vote for her. We just said, like, put it in the past. And I actually had an opportunity to vote her out second, but I did forgive her because it was so long ago, I didn't really care. I wanted to work with her, but I also knew that we could never trust each other 100%, that was for sure. And then she ended up pulling out of that vote, and I think it all went downhill from there.
Yeah. Do you see the revenge comment, or do you feel like there was any element to revenge, like a Dave thing, or do you think she's just kind of saying that?
From what I saw on the episode last night, it was Mo that said, and you can get that revenge. So maybe she had mentioned that she wanted to get the revenge. But I feel like that wasn't really her main priority. I feel like her main priority was probably because I had a very visible CV. I don't think she's the type of person to take someone out just for revenge.
Yeah, especially that revenge. Like, come on. I mean, I guess everyone was that one vote that she lost by, but no one was blaming it on you at the time.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you went to Rocks in the hope that Sean would stick with you. You didn't go to Rocks, so you had seemed like you really did want to go to Rocks. What was the primary reason that made you guys pull out of doing Rocks?
So we thought that Dave would be voting for either myself, Brooke, or AK.
Mm-hmm.
That way that one of us would definitely be safe. And then Dave playing an idol for Tarzan meant that ours were now 75% chance that one of us were going home.
Yeah.
So if they had voted for either Brooke, AK, myself, and then Dave didn't play the idol for Tarzan, then we probably would have. And also Sean saying that she wants to take out Dave as well. I mean, to me, it just made sense to do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I totally get it. You know, 40% to 75% is a lot of a jump. So I completely understand. You know, knowing that Sean didn't go with you, do you look back on that now as a regret, or do you still think it just made numerical sense?
It definitely made sense at the time. It was just too much of a risk. But obviously, in hindsight, seeing that I come out next anyway, I feel like I probably should have just taken the gamble and took that 25% chance it would be Sean going and not all of them.
Yeah, I mean, hindsight's 20/20. I still feel like 75% chance of losing Ivakuma was a hard thing. Had to kind of put some faith in Sean, which is a tough position to be in. Another tough decision that you guys had was Harry's advantage and him not giving it to Nick. You seem to really be on board with saving Nick. So how hard did you campaign for that?
I mean, at the start, I was all about giving it on to Nick. But then we didn't want to delay the merge. And then if we went back to a group, like in immunity, and then if we lost, then it would probably be Harry going home. So I feel like as much as I do wish we did hand it over, it was just so risky for Harry to pass it over, risk the chance of going back to a tribe immunity, and then if we lost, he's gone.
Yeah, such a tough one. And there's a lot of tough decisions in this game that you had to make. You know, Nick did get the chance to tell you, like, that he was struggling at that reward that they pulled you over for and that Dave was running the show. And then Dave comes over and says that he's been in trouble and bobbing along. So how much trust did you have in Dave at that merge when he's saying that he's with you? I don't know if we really heard it from you, but other people seemed really confident in him.
So I didn't actually hear Nick saying anything about Dave.
Right.
He was like whispering, so I could not hear that. So I actually left that reward thinking that they would either Dave or Nick would be voted out next. But yeah, Dave put on a great show and he was so, I mean, he mostly spoke to Brooke, but from what she told me, he was so convincing and we definitely thought that he was on the bottom and that he would come work with us, come merge. But Nick gave me a hug and he said, I can't talk to you because I might get voted out next, but I'm with you. And I just wish he could have said such, I wish he could have said, like, it's definitely me going, Dave runs that. Like, that would have been the best information to take back to camp.
Right. Yeah. We needed some sort of, like, sky riding going over Vakuma being like, Dave's a mole, telling you guys. So unfortunate. Through the merge, obviously Vakuma and Makuta seemed very divided. Besides, you know, pulling over Jackie, which is a vote we'll talk about, it really did seem quite stuck. What do you attribute that to, that those two sides really being like a war?
So I think that Tarzan and Mo are very, like, loyal players. So I think they had been pitching loyalty and honour and all that jazz, probably to the point where they would burn a lot of bridges if they actually did jump over to us. They're probably too scared of what they've been talking about. But yeah, it was very tight. It was crazy, like, thinking, I wanted to go to merge and do voting blocks where you just have one friend or whatever, and you go around and you line up with people who have a similar goal to you to get people out, and then you kind of reassess. That's what I would planning, but they were just so, like, loyal to each other. It was crazy. I was not expecting that on All Stars.
Yeah, was it socially very much like that as well, or was there more, like, social connections across the aisle, but it didn't translate strategically?
Yeah, well, obviously Sean and Mo are really good friends in real life, so that's, like, a relationship. And then Matt, I guess, is really good friends with Mo in real life as well. And she was, like, just at her wedding before we filmed. So, yeah, it was, I guess it was quite separated, even socially.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Well, I want to talk about Exile. Firstly, in the second vote where you went to Exile, you voted for Jackie. Can you talk us a bit behind that vote? Because I'm still really confused about all of that.
Okay, that was literally the most frustrated I've ever been on this show. I was just couldn't believe that people were like, oh, I don't want to go to Exile, but Dave said I have to, so I better go. What are you doing? Do you not care about $500,000? But basically, I didn't want Dave to go to Exile because I know that he's really good at challenges. So I wanted to take Jackie instead.
Right. And then you obviously do some amazing work getting Jackie to flip over. Talk us through the magic of one of, I think, the best moves of the season and you getting Jackie to flip.
Thank you. Okay, so it's funny. It's sort of like we did it the other way around first. So Jackie was on the bottom of her alliance and I guess she didn't get along with every person. So first of all, we tried to make them flip and make them move on Jackie because we thought we need some numbers. There's a weak link in their alliance. Let's try and open that. But that didn't work. And then I thought, okay, plan B, we'll get Jackie instead. I feel like, I know, just even around camp, people bossing her around like, oh, Jackie, go cook the rice. Jackie, go do this. I feel like they were actually so bossy to her. And, yeah, so I was happy to take her on board, actually. Really, really love Jackie. So it was great to like get to know her more and then work together.
Yeah, and getting her to flip out of a majority is like such a credit to you and probably a bit of a failing, as you've said, on like some of the other people in terms of those relationships. So for sure. Do you see that as your best move of the game, or what would you say is your best move of the game?
I think my best move in the game, oh, it's hard actually. This is why I'm like so proud of myself, the fact that I have more than one option for this game. But I was so proud to be able to get Abby out first because I kind of feel like this show used to be just about everyday people. I feel like I kind of took the game back to what it used to be and kind of showed that you don't need to have massive muscles to play this show. Sometimes you can do it with a great personality. And I got to Vakama, and I think like probably within an hour, everyone was on board to do my vote instead of hers. So I was so proud of that. But then obviously, I'm so proud about the Jackie Zach vote as well, because what are the chances, like what a hard position to be in, one of three people that can only be voted out and everything just lines up. Oh, he was so good.
Yeah, and I thought that there'd be more like things in history where people have pulled someone over to the minority to win on a split vote, but it's really very rare. As much as it's feared, it's actually super rare. So it's a really cool example to have now in Survivor history because it doesn't happen that often. So I'm so impressed by that move. And all the other moves that you talked about, you know, also you found an idol and stuff, like that's also got to be up there as well, I'm sure.
Oh my God, yes, the idol find. I was, so stoked on that. I was actually looking for my water bottle and then I saw it. I mean, obviously I was like still, I had my eyes open for idols, but the main thing I was looking for was my water bottle. And we had all of our bags just in front of it. And we never put our bags there. But on this occasion, we all put our bags there and then ran to the ice cream. So I was just like milling around and saw it. But I always, in my first season, my goals were to win individual immunity and find an idol. And I won individual immunity, but no idol. So to find an idol that early on, I was stoked.
Yeah, amazing stuff. And, you know, at that stage of the game, the Rascals really were one of the biggest alliances we saw in the pre-swap. So how did that form? It seemed quite naturally.
Yeah, so my plan going into the game was I wanted to align with, like, the naughtiest, sneakiest people. So I was interested in working with Henry, and then Nick and Harry. So obviously we did invite Henry in and tried to be a four, but he ditched us the first vote. But I feel like Harry and Nick, they're so smart strategically, and everyone's always just thinking outside of the box, weighing up options, and the fact that they're actually the funniest guys ever just made it so easy to work with them.
Yeah, we love that alliance. I also love the Vakama 3. You're part of some really great alliances through the season. I wanted to ask as well, there's been some talk, not a ton from me, but there is talk about, like, could a juncture in the game have been going with Matt when that opportunity presented itself? I know I spoke about it with Harry, and obviously that changes the whole game. Do you look back at that like there was any merit to that, or do you stand by the decisions you made?
Well, actually, I was on a bit of a hiatus. I felt like because Harry had voted my way and we had already got Abby and Lydia out, and I think he was getting a little bit bored. So I told Harry, like, you make the decision and I will do what you want because you've done what I want, you know, take one for the team. So I feel like it could have been good for us to work with Matt. But he has so many strong connections over on the other side, especially in Mo. And I had tried to talk to Mo at times, and I guess Mo is just a bit of a reserved person. So I really got the feeling, I mean, I'm sure she did like me, but I got the feeling that she wouldn't be welcoming me with open arms into her alliance. So that's why that kind of also counted out Matt, because we knew that he's going to work with Mo. If Mo is a 19 on me, then I'm screwed both ways.
Yeah, such a hard one. Someone else that you had an interesting relationship with was Zach. We've seen this like 2-season arc of this like frenemy relationship. How did that evolve over the season?
Yeah, so it's funny. Zach and I are friends, but I'm pretty sure we only voted together on the first Shane vote, but we were always keeping each other like in the loop, and I was always trying to get him to come over. And my whole thing with Zach was, in the beginning, he was left out of a lot of stuff. So I wanted to tell him, like, Zach, you can play this game. Like, you tell us what to do. It's going to be your move. Time to take control of your own game. Do something that makes you too proud. But unfortunately, we never got to do it. But definitely our relationship improved 1 million times since season 3.
Yeah, I mean, low bar, but it seemed to get to some good places. And he said voting for you, it was like one of the hardest votes that he had, if not the hardest, and then you took him out. So kind of like a poetic conclusion to that arc. But Shani, before I let you go, and as I said, I'm hoping to talk to you more after the season, but for this exit interview, I do have to ask, would you play again?
I would definitely play again. A lot of people asking me if I would do America versus Australia, and I would definitely do that. Yeah, 100%. I would never be able to say no. I'd regret it too much.
Yeah, and in America, it's just 39 days, so maybe it would go to that format. But we obviously love watching you, big fan of you, you know, on the podcast. My parents were just saying how much they love you. My mom wanted me to ask you where you get your dresses, but maybe you can tell me that offline rather than it being an interview question.
I'd love to.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Shani.
Thank you.
See you
later. Bye.
Bye. Okay, everyone, there you have it, Jackie and Shani. And as I have said, we will be hearing from AK after the season and hopefully, you know, a few of these other players as well for the deep dives, which will be great. So hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope you checked out the recap with the great Jackie Glazier. That was a lot of fun. A lot of questions we had, not as many answers maybe as we would like, but had a lot of fun doing that. Australian Survivor Talking Tribal also was on, one of my favorite weeks that we've had, again, with the great Sean Hampson. Super fun to record. You can check that out as a podcast or on 10play. So subscribe to that. Subscribe to the International Survivor Half-Ups feed this week for Winners at War, which I am yet to watch. Super excited. I will be doing Survivor Global with Jacques Berger from Survivor South Africa. That's pretty much it. I think that's like probably hours and hours of content. I don't have any more than that to plug. I hope you guys check it all out, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.
Australian Survivor.
Survivor.
21 South Africans. 12 ordinary Australians.
16
New Zealanders.
Swammerhouse.
£1 million.
Million euro.
Million.
Shkeli.
Million. Rubli.
Tribe spoke.
Tribe
spoke.
Tribe
spoke.
Tribe spoke.
The adventure of a lifetime.
The adventure of a lifetime.
Adventure of a lifetime.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.